rest of the story. It was a warm day for a Boston winter, January 15, 1919, almost shirt-sleeve weather. This is the north end of the city, Commercial Street, Atlantic Avenue. It's almost noon. The byways bustle with Model Ts and delivery trucks. Horse-drawn wagons clatter over the cobblestones. Strollers are coatless, hatless, thinking of spring. Not the slightest warning of what is about to happen. But suddenly an awesome sound, a terrible rumbling like 1,000 machine guns, one person said. In moments, disaster, one of the city's greatest ever disasters. North Boston is about to be engulfed by a tidal wave. The torrent tears at everything in its path. Loaded freight cars are tossed like matchboxes. One freighter is rammed right through the wall to the railroad terminal. A group of city workers were eating lunch at a public works yard. They drowned where they sat. Three more workers and several horses swept into the basement of a freight terminal. All dead. The tidal wave reaches the Boston Fire Station. The whole building is lifted from its foundation and battered against the harbor wharf pilings. Firemen are crushed, drowned. Beams of wood and sheets of steel are hurled through the air. A fearsome cyclone of energy, unleashed, inundating everything. A team of horses is slammed through a fence. A 69-year-old woman is catapulted through a window of her home. Like the terror-struck inhabitants of ancient Pompeii, fleeing the wrath of Vesuvius, men, women, children, dashing on foot, driving horse carriages and automobiles, try to escape the onrushing tidal wave wall, but are swallowed instead. And North Boston becomes a living hell of gasping prayers and ear-shattering screams. In minutes, it's over. A section of the Boston Elevated Railway is reduced to twisted, dangling steel, but now it's over. Buildings are devastated, strewn about the landscape, naked foundations, those not submerged, yawn in the sunlight. Horse carcasses litter the ravaged avenues, and people, too. Dozens dead, hundreds injured. Where only minutes before, workers labored and strollers strolled, and children played, it's now a scene of unfathomable ruin. January 15, 1919. Rescue operations, tedious, stomach-turning. Nationwide headlines, eclipsing even those headlines of revolution-wracked Russia, eclipsing even the Paris Peace Conference. In the almost eight decades since, we have made great strides. We have seen many advancements in disaster detection before the hurricane hits, before the earth itself cracks. We now can tell sometimes. But some things are entirely unpredictable, and this was. Certainly no one in North Boston could have foretold what happened 77 years ago. The explosion at Purity Distilling Company, resulting in a tidal wave of 2,300,000 gallons of molasses. And now you know the rest of the story.